From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. North Korea announced Wednesday that it had successfully conducted a thermonuclear hydrogen bomb test Wednesday, defying again UN resolutions banning the country's nuclear weapons program. The head of the International Atomic Energy Agency says that if confirmed, North Korea's hydrogen bomb test would be in clear violation of UN Security Council resolutions. This is the IAEA Director General Yukiya Amano.
The Democratic People's Republic of Korea announced today it had carried out a hydrogen bomb test. The DPRK's nuclear test, if confirmed, is in clear violation of UN Security Council resolutions and is deeply regrettable.
The Director General added that the IAEA remains ready to contribute to the peaceful resolution of the nuclear issue by resuming its nuclear verification activities in the north once a political agreement is reached among countries concerned. Germany says nearly 1.1 million people registered as migrants within its borders last year. In numbers released Wednesday, Germany said 428,468 migrants were part of the flood of people exiting Syria. However, Germany also says it will not be accepting as many refugees in the country as it did last year. Thomas de Maizière is the German Interior Minister. He says the fact that we have the highest number of refugees in the world since World War II will have an effect on Germany. We think the number of refugees and asylum seekers that came to Germany is too high, but we are working to prevent such numbers for 2016. You can get more details on this and more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The International Monetary Fund chief, Christine Lagarde, told Nigerian lawmakers Wednesday that the fund does not support foreign exchange restrictions and that any such measures should be temporary. She made the comments in an address to senior Nigerian parliamentarians during a four-day visit to Africa's most populous nation, which has introduced foreign exchange curbs and allowed only limited devaluation after prices for its oil exports collapsed. Ivory Coast's government resigned Wednesday in a move that President Alassane Ouattara said would bring more efficiency to the West African state just 2 months after he was reelected. Prime Minister Daniel Coblen Duncan presented his resignation and that of his government. As we hear here, the resignation was presented in what was have been the first cabinet meeting of the year in a move that observers said was expected. A new cabinet is to be put in place in the coming days, targeting greater cohesion and more efficiency of government action, according to President Alassane Ouattara. The UN mission in the Central African Republic says it's investigating new allegations of sexual exploitation and abuse by UN peacekeepers and international forces in the country. In Bangui, the head of the mission says he was determined to track down and punish the alleged culprits. He says, I am deeply shocked and deplore it. Our concern goes beyond people's reactions. We will take extremely aggressive measures to investigate the new cases and take action against those who are involved in these extremely horrible acts. We will also show our compassion to the victims and do everything we can to repair the damage caused. However, it's not clear how many peacekeepers were involved in the alleged abuse or what countries they're from. Afghan authorities said that security forces made advances Wednesday in a volatile southern district, killing 43 Taliban insurgents and wounding many others. The fighting in Marja erupted a day earlier when Afghan forces backed by U.S. military personnel launched a counteroffensive to try to regain lost territory. We have evicted the opposition from three places in Marja. That's according to a provincial police chief speaking to VOA. Bangladesh's Supreme Court Wednesday upheld the death sentence given to the leader of the largest Islamist party in Bangladesh for war crimes. A panel of judges rejected an appeal by Mortir Rahman Niazami, a former cabinet minister who leads a radical Jamaat-e-Islami party. The decision clears the last barrier for his execution. Niazami was convicted in 2014 on charges of genocide, murder, torture, rape, and destruction of property for his role in Bangladesh's nine-month war for independence with Pakistan in 1971. I'm Frances Alonso.
That's the latest world news from VOA.